right, we are live for another Frotcast. We're live in the Frot quarters. Your favorite ear rapist, Ben, is here. We have bloggist extraordinaire, Vince.
Heyo.
We have a double blogcast today. Matt from Warm and Glow is here as well.
Hey.
And human giant, Brendan.
First ever.
If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup.
First ever in studio guest.
You guys are punks.
Yeah, it's the first ever in studio guest, and so it's a double blog broadcast. So you guys just going to head off to the jerk-off couch?
Or is it a double frot blogcast?
I've been sleeping on the jerk-off couch.
Oh, watch. I hope you triple back that thing.
Congratulations, you're pregnant.
There's not nearly as much semen on that thing as you guys make it out to be.
I've lost some virility over the years.
And I also rinsed it in bourbon earlier this week, so.
Oh, yeah. I have a great picture that Matt wouldn't let me use. He came. I was coming home from somewhere, and he just... Where was I coming home from?
The hangover.
I had a Hangover 2 screening, and I was coming home, and Matt had been at a bar. And I told him I was coming home, but then I was looking for a pillow for him at Marshall's. So I took a little longer than he expected, and he took an Ambien in between, like thinking I was going to be home in like 10 minutes. And it turned out it was more like 30. So by the time I got there, he's like sort of just stumbling around, and I can tell.
So tired.
You know, you can tell when someone's talking to you and they're blacked out. Like he's talking, but I know his brain's not awake to hear this.
It's almost like you're talking to someone who's actually asleep.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Sleep talking to you.
So then I go into my room and I hear the Dave Letterman playing for a long time. Like for way too long than it should be playing, and I go out there and I realize, and Matt is, he's got Letterman playing off his laptop, which is on his lap, and he's just passed out off to the side, and the mug of whiskey he'd been drinking is just spilled over onto his lap.
As it should be.
Yeah.
And apparently those warnings about taking Ambien alcohol are actually pretty serious.
Yeah.
Do not be holding whiskey while taking Ambien, as it may spill. So this week, we actually got an email back regarding the World Bukkake Tour.
Oh,
which is very exciting.
Should we start with that?
Breaking frot news.
Yeah. That's a pretty important deal.
It's really exciting. And then Vince says he has a bunch of AVN stuff to discuss.
Yeah, the AVN Awards were on Showtime or HBO. I can't remember which, this over the weekend.
Did you record it? You didn't watch it live?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I recorded some of the clips.
Did you make up a drinking game for yourself?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch the whole thing. I only sat through about 10 minutes of it. But
did your favorite stars win at least?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
No, I didn't.
It's funny because it's the kind of thing that you naturally are fascinated about. Like, wow, the Adult Film Awards. But it's one of those things I could also tell that I'd watch 10 minutes and be like, oh, okay, I've seen enough.
And by enough, you mean more than enough?
Yeah.
We did get a lot of good emails, so thanks, everyone. I don't know if we'll have time to go over them, but keep sending them, frotcast@gmail.com.
I don't know if we'll get that far.
Yeah. Get that long and far.
Yeah. So Sabrina Deep, who I don't know if you guys remember the World Bukkake Tour.
How could we forget?
Which was one of my favorite press releases of all time.
Do we know, is this the first World Bukkake? Is this the inaugural? Or is this like number six or something?
Oh, man, you're going to make me go back to the original press release?
Well, I'm just curious. Maybe it's like World Bukkake Tour 8.
It could be.
The Return of the Come.
The Comeback.
Yeah, who knows?
No, I think that was 5.
Okay.
I just like to imagine a bunch of guys standing.
This time it's personal.
Standing in line with each other like Comic-Con, but they're all just sort of jerking off and talking,
like,
making small
talk. Right, they're doing like a half jerk.
Yeah.
Sort of half butter, like, hey man, what's going on?
The masturbation is no longer metaphorical.
Right.
It's like, hey bro, I just flew in from Milwaukee for this.
Oh really? Yeah, I'm from Chicago.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
What's the weather like?
Good
there
deep
right
dish
now?
Over there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, Milwaukee, I love the beers there.
Oh. Can't get enough. Hey. I'm getting even harder thinking about it.
I can't wait to come on this girl's face. That's going to be awesome, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, there's this pizza joint on South Lincoln there.
You been there?
Yeah. It's a great pizza.
Great place. Hey, do you have any more lube over there? I'm all out.
So,
Read your email to her because enjoy that.
Oh, we'll get there.
It was
get
the most serious email I think Vince has ever written.
So the weird thing is I'm one of the... few people that covers, there's surprisingly few people who cover porn in an actual news-like manner, and I think it's hilarious, so I cover
the lone journalist covering the World Bukkake Tour?
Pretty much. It's like me, AVN, and, you know, maybe one other site. But
Matt, no coverage from you?
No, you know, for as much Bukkake as there talk as there is on Kissing Susie Colbert, it's really more of just a... We use it as an adjective, meaning it's so much more than actual ejaculating on a woman's face.
Well, because
it means so much more to us.
Whoa. It's such a perfect word. I mean, so much. so much in that one little word, so much meaning.
Oh,
it's packed.
Plus, it just sounds great.
Just covered
Bukkake.
In it.
It's just fun to say.
Uh-huh.
Bukkake.
So, yeah, so after I did posted the World Bukkake Tour, and this has happened a couple times where I post something porn-related, and then the person that I'm writing about will immediately like see it on Twitter and like tweet me back and like start asking about it. So Sabrina Deep, the porn star in charge of the World Bukkake Tour.
Is she in charge of it, or is she receiving?
She's the recipient.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes.
She's the principal.
Exactly. She's the protagonist. The protag is a variety. She's, I don't know who the helmer is, but she's top-lining the World Bukkake Tour. But so she sent me another press release, personal email, and you know, I immediately took this opportunity to ask her about.
How'd you know it was a personal email? jizzslut575@aol.com.
She spells pretty well. I mean, not great, but
it's hard. I wasn't implying any misspelling.
It's hard. Oh, okay. It's hard with all the cum on her hands.
So
her keyboard's all stuck together.
Half the keys don't even work.
So then I said,
"Is that your laptop?" Let me.
I immediately responded to ask her questions, all of our logistical questions about the World Bukkake Tour, because I could not let this opportunity go. So I sent one of my favorite emails I've ever sent, which was, "Thanks, Sabrina! Exclamation point. Hey, we were wondering, how does the World Bukkake Tour work exactly, logistically speaking? Do the fans line up? Do you bring in ringers? Where does you, the Bukkake, find your Bukkakers, so to speak?" And
Bukkake.
I was worried she wouldn't respond.
That was brilliant.
And may I get in on the action?
Yeah, so I haven't actually read her response yet because it just came in about like 10 minutes ago. So here's her response.
Just read it. Just lay it out raw.
Yeah.
This is Gonzo Frotcast.
"Hi, Vince. Thanks for asking this. It is more simple to explain than to guess it. The peeps can apply through the WBT website at worldbukkaketour.com. According to the location we secured, we take in up to a certain amount of peeps based on a first-come, first-serve criteria."
First-serve, first-come. No, honestly, how did you spell come?
No, she spelled come, C-O-M-E, in this case.
That's a bummer.
Not double entendre, not intended yet, but let's see where it goes. "According to the location we secured, first come, served for criteria, they all must have a 7 days or younger HIV positive STD certificate released by reputable medics, plus they will be tested
standard
on site for HIV the same day of the party, with
standard
a quick test performed and supervised by professional medics."
This is classy Bukkake.
That's right.
Oh, this is standard Bukkake rules.
Yeah. This is the unified Bukkake rules.
Let's go have a good, clean Bukkake.
All right, everybody take a knee.
Yeah, what do you think this is, Thailand? No way.
This is not some third world Bukkake.
Right.
"They must be at least 21 years old. I have nothing against six-packed, hung 18-year-old riders, except for the fact that I like to give them 3 extra years to make up their mind about casual and promiscuous sex. The parties are a very relaxed experience. There is no pressure. We meet before it starts so that the peeps can get to know me and talk to me, and everything starts and goes ahead in a very casual and natural way."
So I guess I'll be coming on your face later.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
So, like, what do you like to do?
Besides, obviously, yeah, you know.
We have that.
That was the Bukkake got in his mouth.
I gagged. I could not be a World Bukkake Tour.
You fail as a Bukkake.
The password is, "Let's have fun." The idea is to have the guys lining up to a certain extent, but if the situation gets hit by extra heat somehow, there is really no script. I'm wondering if she means cops. But if the situation gets hit by extra heat somehow, there is not really a script, and Bukkake often turns into gangbang Bukkake. Oh,
is that like an invitation, or is that parameters?
What?
Wait. Did somebody say gangbang Bukkake?
I guess so.
There's really no sound effect that wouldn't work with gangbang Bukkake. Wait, did somebody say gangbang Bukkake?
Saw that one coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, no script. This is unscripted Bukkake.
It was very, very detailed and planned out.
I don't want to jump ahead, but we were talking earlier, Vince, about she had the whole, like, you know, like she comes to your house or whatever.
Yeah. I didn't want to read that entire press release just because it's too hard to. But yeah, the gist of it was that she's
the gist of it.
She's finding Like, she's doing some sort of contest where she comes to your house.
Yeah, which I thought was funny because
Vince
and I were IMing about it earlier, and he summed it up pretty much as well as anybody could, which is like, yeah, that's exactly what I want, is for me to jerk off to a porn star, and then she's actually staying at my house afterwards.
Can we change this, and can you leave?
Yeah. Usually I just close out the window.
Can we find a hotter one to look at?
Normally you'd be a slice of pizza by now.
So how does that... Can that happen?
All right, so the email's not done. Let's be honest.
Oh, okay.
There's really no script, and Bukkake often turns into gangbang Bukkake. There are no ringers in my world... I love how she abbreviates it. There are no ringers in my WBT dates. Fans are king with all they can bring in. Real sex is in the brain, not in the classically perceived performance. And the brain does not give a flying fuck about size, durations, six packs, seven lives, eight wonders. Sorry for using bad words.
Says the girl is getting nutted on by 1,400 dudes. What? That makes no sense.
Oh, man. Did you see that guy coming? I hope I answered what you wanted to know, but in case, I'll be happy to answer 3,000 more questions from you or to help you with anything else you might need.
Oh, I've got about 3,000 more.
I wish I was able to add smiles to this email, but in Germany, using a German keyboard, and I'm really struggling to get symbols and punctuation right, eh?
You should just do an O with an umlaut over it.
O. No, that's actually, that makes an er sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You should know that, shouldn't
that's
you?
That's what she looks like, yeah. I should, but I kind of do.
And then she signs it "Smack Smack" in all caps, Sabrina.
Wow,
what kind of smack is she talking about?
I do. Man, I wish I was on the rim shot for that one.
Yeah, I know.
Myself for that.
I just like that. It's like, well, it's gonna be a regular Bukkake, but we're leaving the door open for gangbang. Yeah.
Don't worry. I mean, if you're bored with regular Bukkake, as we all are by now,
at this point, I'm not willing to rule anything out.
Let's not close the door on the gangbang. I do have other questions. Like, how many? She said there's multiple stops. So how many tour stops are there?
We got that in the last press release, I think.
Really?
Yeah. There's like Frankfurt.
Here's what you do. Go to wbt.edu.
That's where you learn about
it.
WorldBukkakeTour.org.
Yeah. It's a nonprofit.
And then so she said as many, much room as available. So how many dudes are showing up?
That's a good question.
Well, that's one of 3,000.
I don't know, man. That seems like a lot of hoops to jump. I mean, because there's a lot of dudes that would be like, oh, hey, you want to go come on a porn star's face? Yeah, definitely. But hold on. You're going to need to take an AIDS test a week beforehand.
And one there.
And, I mean...
That's not really a problem. I'm pretty sure I don't have AIDS. I'm not going to get it in the next week either, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just thinking...
in a room with a bunch of dudes jerking off.
I'm just thinking the dude...
Yeah, that's like the AIDS test isn't the problem. It's more right. The guys jerking off all around me.
I'm just thinking that the kind of guy who's going to be able to remember a week ahead of time to go get his HIV test and the kind of guy who's going to be down to go nut on a porn star's face at the drop of a hat might not, you know, there might not be a lot of overlap in that Venn diagram.
I don't think she's going to find well-hung six-pack guys that are planning ahead to come on a porn star's face.
It is good to know that she
I got my calendar marked.
And what was the whole thing about, like, I have something to say to 18-year-olds who want promiscuous sex? It's like, this is a press release for you doing Bukkake. Like, what?
Brandon, glass she houses. Has her limits, okay?
Glass houses.
Hey, she just doesn't want anybody to do anything they regret.
Yeah. Like,
starting a life of porn.
I respect that. I wish my tattoo artist had said that to me.
Sir, I'm going to have to wait till you're 21.
Sir, this is a really stupid idea. You realize that, right? Yeah, fuck you, bro! I'm about to shit on there!
Hurry, I got to go jizz on this chick's face! They just lowered the age limit.
I got to do heroin while I'm jizzing on this chick's face.
Hurry! Come on, man!
Yeah. Oh, so AVNs.
So you actually watched some of it.
I watched the beginning.
Why?
Why? Are you not fascinated by the AVNs? Because I think
like
AVNs
I said earlier, I mean, I just like, I don't know, at a certain point, it's like diminishing returns, right? It's like,
well, I'm not watching it because, oh, I'm going to see a titty.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't like to watch the Oscars if I haven't seen most of the movies, so I feel like I'd have a hard time at the Avians. Like, I don't know which one's better. Like, I'd want to have, like, my AVN pool all set up.
This is a chick coming to the stage to receive the award for, like, best interracial anal gangbang, and she's talking about how happy she is to be there and, like, thanking... She's, I don't know. There's something amazing about the Avians.
What award did you... here that was the best, just the award title.
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't watch the whole thing. I only saw like the
some journalist you are.
I know. Not to get too highbrow on you guys, but if you ever read David Foster Wallace's essay about attending the AVNs, it's pretty spectacular. Like hanging out with Max Hardcore and like all these like male porn magnates tend to think that they're like geniuses and they have
Jackie Horner.
Yeah, exactly. They have this complete fictionalized backstory for themselves where they're, you know, they got all the, like a million stories. And my favorite part of the essay is where he's talking to Max Hardcore, and Max Hardcore is like trying to illustrate why he's such a brilliant porn inventor, etc. And he pulls out this piece of paper and it says like, I'm a little cum dumpster or something, but it's all like scrawled. And he's like, bro, she wrote this with her asshole. I put a Sharpie in her asshole, and she wrote, "I'm a little whore" in Sharpie with her asshole.
I bet I just blew your mind, huh? Yeah, that happens to most people.
And the whole thing's pretty amazing. And, you know, from my perspective, having worked in a few porn-related professions, there's many interesting things about it.
I did that when I went to Amsterdam. I took mushrooms and went to a sex show, and I saw a similar thing where they brought a guy on stage and took his shirt off, and the girl put a Sharpie in her, you know what, and like squatted over him and like wrote on his chest.
What'd she write?
The end. It was the last act of the night.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
talent, like that. Is what that is. But I was on mushrooms, so I was having a hard time processing everything.
I'd be more impressed if she could do that without actually moving her feet. If she could keep her feet planted and then right.
No, that's what she did.
What?
Yeah.
Strictly with her vaginal muscles?
No, like she didn't move her feet. She was moving like her crotch, her pelvis.
Wow.
That I want to see that.
Yeah, I'm more interested in like the Thai women that can like shoot ping pong balls out of their vaginas and like smoke cigarettes with their vaginas and stuff.
Right. And shoot darts. They pop balloons with darts.
I've heard of that.
Were there any bee pumper sightings at the AVNs?
No. Like I said, I did not watch the whole thing for the thousandth time.
Serious question.
Did he have best porn-related music video?
No,
was he nominated?
Did he perform it live?
I'm going to get that monkey foo-foo wet and make it fart.
Well, no. I mean, maybe it's like the MTV Movie Awards or something where there's musical performances.
That's what I was getting to.
Where he performed it live.
I watched the red carpet, and the red carpet was hosted by Dave Navarro.
He would.
Shortest man on the planet.
Is he really?
He's so tiny. He's like, he fits in the palm of my hand.
I love watching
Yeah, when he plays one of those like big hollow body guitars, I mean, he looks like Angus Young or something. Like, it's just, it totally...
I'm not the biggest Chili Peppers fan, but I like watching retrospective stuff on the Chili Peppers where they basically just disavow ever having Dave Navarro in the band. It's like, yeah, he was really good at being a rock star, but not the best at writing songs.
If you needed to get tattoos, he had a lot of recommendations.
I think they illustrated this by...
He showed us how to put on eyeliner.
So that was kind of cool.
They illustrated the fact that he was a good rock star, but not a very good songwriter by... They're all walking into the limo, and... the guy accidentally shuts the door before Dave Navarro gets in, and he just like stands there looking at the guy until the guy opens the door for him. And he's like, "Oh, thank you," like, and you know, and tries to shame the guy, like, "Oh, you didn't open the car door for me? Fuck you!"
Couldn't help but notice you closed the door before I got in.
So my favorite thing about the AVN Awards, the red carpet part, which is the part I actually watch, was that it was hosted by Jessie Jane, who is like a supernova of obnoxiousness.
She has a really annoying high-pitched voice, correct?
Oh, my God. I have some clips, and it's fucking unbelievable.
And she also has, like, triple E fake boobs on her little frame.
Well, you know, she is a porn star.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Okay, now here's a crazy couple. Evan signed out a little bit with them.
Shut up, stop.
My wicked sister, Lupe.
Wait, it gets
better. Can I tell you something about Lupe? When she gets excited and talks about things, it sounds funny. So the funniest thing she's ever said, and I can't knock it, is when she's like this, and she's on Twitter, and she's like, oh, I must take a shower, my body smells like mommy.
Jesus Christ.
How is your all back?
Oh my God.
Are you sure that's not just sped up?
No, it's not sped up at all. That's what she sounds like.
I need to take a shower because my body smells like money. Is that what she said?
That's what she said.
Oh, I need to take a shower.
I don't know what that means.
Money shots.
But for me, I think the biggest thing is that you're now a Wicked girl, so we're family. How do you love being a part of Wicked Picture?
I love it. I am so happy. This year in ABN. Everything was so different for me because I am with Wicked.
Who's the other girl?
Lupe Fuentes.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Matt.
It's so crazy. All the girls are amazing. The booth was unbelievable. Everything was very organized. I love Wicked.
You're like a princess now.
Yay!
Why that last part? Just
Smart has been very, very good to me.
Jesse, Jane, and Lupe need their own podcast. I would listen to that for like 3 hours.
Hi, I'm here with my friend Lupe Fernandez.
Hello.
Mira, this is my friend Jesse. He is a big porn star. This one time,
Lupe!
This one time I was coming, and Jesse's coming, and she's like, "Hi, Lupe, what are you doing?" And I was like, "Hey, I have money all over my vagina."
This one guy was putting it in my butthole, and it kind of hurted.
And I was like, mira, no, yo no quiero el culo. Es muy malo.
It has to happen.
Wait, were you playing like 5 seconds before? I think she said something about feeling like a princess.
Oh, yeah, no, she had a wicked princess.
Good. So crazy, all the girls are amazing, the booth was unbelievable, everything was very organized, I love
it. You're like a princess now.
Yay! I'm a wicked princess.
I think we found something that Brendan likes as much as poop. Is porn stars with Spanish accents.
Name Lupe.
It's not so much a porn star. It's the high-pitched like Spanish accent.
Oh, it feels so good.
I love it.
This one's a good one.
Well, it reminds me of like the South Park with Carmen. The Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. Taco flavored kisses.
Taco flavored kisses.
That could be a Lupe Fuentes porn, by the way.
I do like the
porn cast with Jesse and Lupe.
I do like the immense pride that they have, especially when they get to a new company. It's like, what's it like being a Wicked girl? Oh my God, it's so great. And there's just so much pride involved with just banging dudes.
Was it like that when you started your new job this week?
Oh yeah, so much pride. They're like, what's it like being like a new Wicked girl? It's like, oh, it's so great.
I was like, girl, I feel like a princess.
Oh, I take shower just to wash off all the money.
When he was coming on me, I was like, oh my God, I feel like such a princess.
Yay.
All right, so this one's a good one. They're swapping stories in this one.
Hey!
Yo,
you! Get your ass over here. Look at this girl. What's your name?
Jesse Andrews.
Oh,
Jesse, are you like 18? Yes. Whose cock do you want to suck the most?
Probably Manuel Ferrar's.
He's a good cock.
He's the best one.
He's a good cock.
He's the best one. Like someone's dick is better to suck than someone else's.
I also like how at all these AVN porn stuff, they think they're so crazy because it's like, who do you want to fuck the most? I want to fuck Bip Humper.
Doesn't he fuck so good?
Oh my God, he does.
This one time he fucked me and it was so crazy.
I can't wait. I'm supposed to work with him soon.
Side note, didn't Bip Humper call out Jay-Z and like call him like the wackest MC in the game or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
he said his game was... Yeah,
shut up, Bip Humper. I would... Like, Jay-Z would never respond to it, but it would be amazing.
He disparaged his Cunnilingus game, I believe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, he's watched Jay-Z give Cunnilingus. Yeah. That's not how you do it.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, Jay-Z, you don't fuck no bitches that got zits on their asses.
That foo-foo is not farting.
That was pathetically unfarty foo-foo right there.
Oh, Jay-Z. Your cunnilingus game is weak.
So have you ever fucked him?
Yes, I've done a few times.
It's fucking phenomenal.
Okay, now, Kirsten, you'd be proud of me. So, only with Manuel has something gone in my ass.
Oh, no! Shut up. I know, he does. Oh, and he makes you squirt.
He just does it, and
so nice, but
he just does it and I let him.
And he makes
you squirt.
So yeah,
nice.
No, he sat there and I came so crazy hard once, and then he tied me up with pantyhose to smack me with my own cum.
Time out. How do you smack a girl with her own cum? What do you mean, her own? What? How do you smack someone with a liquid, first of all? Maybe, second of all, maybe, how much liquid is there?
Maybe he used his fingers, which had been jammed inside of her.
Oh.
That's what I would think.
Oh, he soaked up the cum with the pantyhose.
Yeah.
Wow. That's almost like a space docking.
He like, he rolled up the pantyhose like a rat tail when like in football. And like,
we're gonna have to look that up on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, like Indiana Jones just whipped her with it.
Yeah. We're changing liquids to solid. This shit's crazy.
He gave me the Indiana Jones.
That's an Indiana Bones.
Is there more?
Oh yes. Oh. Sorry, I was just taking a sip. What else do we got? Let's see. Oh yeah. Here she is freaking out over Tori Black.
Oh my God, I'm so excited, Jesse.
I know why you're excited. I see the 2011 award host, Miss Tori Black.
Tori Black, oh my
Yummy.
Oh, one of my favorite girls.
Could you hang out with this chick for more than like 6 minutes?
This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's terrible.
Vince, be honest.
I think I could actually. I think I would just like, you've seen me like while these clips have been playing, I'm just like sitting here with my jaw agape. Unreal. I can't believe it exists.
I just like want to hit my ears with a hammer when she's not. She's sorry.
I think I would just indiscriminately start punching people.
Oh my God, I'm fucking joking!
I think we just exploded a lot of eardrums.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Now you're hosting with my girl, Riley Steele, and you know what? I think y'all two are going to work well together.
No, I think we're going to have a great time. Definitely.
Like, she, you're wild and crazy, and she's wild and crazy, and you both seem like you're up for anything, so I'm very curious to see what the show's going to be like tonight.
Well, you're going to have to be patient and wait and see. Are you nervous at all about getting up there in front of all those people?
No, you know what? I'm pretty used to being in front of people, so I think I'll be all right.
You're an exhibitionist. A little bit. Just a little bit.
Riley was talking to me a little bit, you know, because it's my girl.
Riley, who we almost had on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Almost.
True.
So close.
You know what I think about when I listen to this is like back when Adam Carolla was on Loveline and someone would call in and she'd be like, "Hey guys," like, and have that voice, and then they just put her on hold
like
and
2 seconds
like, they'd put a pool and be like, "All right, Adam would be like, okay, is it daddy or uncle? Okay, what years was the van in?
Like, was it 78
to 87? Yeah.
Yeah, they picked the ages. Yeah.
That's what all I think about when I hear
her. It's the voice. Every time you hear a porn star, you just think Adam Carolla right away.
Yeah, well, for multiple reasons.
Can't get off.
Yeah, they have some stuff planned. Yeah. I heard about it.
She's a little nervous, isn't she?
Yeah, a little bit. You know what? It's really cute because she's trying to act like she's not nervous.
Her balls aren't as big as Tori Black's.
You know what? I'll lick her pussy before the show and she'll feel better.
There you go. Come on, slay the...
They always just turn into sexual stuff. Like, I'll lick her pussy and put a finger in her butt and she'll relax.
So, girl, what's up with your student loans? It's like, girl, I'm gonna go down there and just lick her pussy and just hope like she can forgive my loans. Oh my God. Who's that in the background? We have our fan. I don't know if you guys know this week.
We invite our number one fan. It's his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won a contest.
He won the Frogcast sweepstakes.
Long time listener, first time caller.
We might try to get that DUI story straight from the source later.
It's the knockdown. I'll have you know.
We'll have that the Fraudcast Esquire show about just covering legal matters. And all right, here's another good one. Well, here she is with Jesse James. This is Jesse Jane interviewing Jesse James, his mistress, Bombshell McGee, who looks like
Nazi?
Yeah, she looks like a corpse with Nazi tattoos. She's disgusting.
Her fake name is Bombshell.
She's like
McGee.
A Nazi zombie.
Yeah. It's like Titties McGee.
Yeah.
but a hot Nazi corpse.
No.
No. No.
More like a dead Nazi corpse with fake tits and lots
like
of tats.
Like a zombie Nazi corpse or more like just like dead?
Yeah, more like a zombie. I'll give her that.
Freshly dead.
Yeah.
Freshly dead.
Yeah. Like just got bit. Just turned.
Yeah, just a little cold.
Just
we're talking
zombie.
Officer or enlisted?
She's enlisted because she's tatted up.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, she's nicely hairless, which, you know, smacks of aristocracy.
Did you read the recent article that Nazi...
Is she hemophiliac?
She does look very hemophiliac. Mm.
Nazis had a plan to teach dogs to talk.
Oh, seriously. Why did we stop them? Yeah.
They're going to teach them to talk and like serve alongside the other soldiers as talking warriors.
That's a good reminder to talk about Lars von Trier later, but
we probably won't.
Yeah, we probably won't. We're probably just going to talk about porn for
now. We can talk about Antichrist because that movie was sweet.
Well, hold on, we got another clip.
We did survive the rapture, which is cool.
No.
We didn't?
No, I just don't want to talk about that. That's so far down on my list.
Oh.
That's last Saturday.
Yeah. All right. Proceed.
That's your hot. That's why.
All right, we are here.
Cut their hot. That's why.
Gee and Noel, who is AshleyMadison.com. That's why. All right, we are here with Bombshell Gee and Noel, who is AshleyMadison.com. So this is a big deal because you let fans vote for their favorite.
Yeah, we're looking forward to naming this year's crossover star of the year.
You look like a fat.
Ashley Madison also.
Is that a person?
No. I don't get morally offended by too many things in the world, but AshleyMadison.com is like a dating site dedicated to people who has for married people.
It's like, hey, you married? Come cheat on your wife.
Yeah, it's pretty. I don't know. I have a hard time with it. Let's put it that way.
How does it work though? Is it just? It's like,
well, if you have a wife, you go on there to find a chick who has a husband, and then you fuck each other, and then you don't tell your spouses about it.
It doesn't work. I'm pretty sure it's not just like married wives on there, like, come fuck my pussy.
Why not?
Seems like a pretty high liability factor, right? Well, I guess maybe like there's the whole like, well, how do you know that I'm on there thing?
And how did you find me?
Yeah.
Well, you log in under a fake name, and you take pictures of your boobs that don't have, you know, birthmarks on them.
Oh.
That's what I would get. I mean, not that I have any experience working for websites or people hook up or anything.
So big boobs.
That's what I would imagine.
So
people
big
do.
Boobs McGee couldn't go on there because everyone would be like, "I know that Nazi bitch."
Yeah, Professor Giant Dick von Ballsack and her hook up.
Is that your Ashley Madison name, Vince?
It might be. It might be.
But it might not.
You guys can use that. Anyone listening?
I don't think that's a real name.
It's a nom de plume.
Professor Penis Von Penis Vagina.
Or nom de guerre.
I just want to know, where is the craziest place?
It's just sped up Lil Jon.
See, that's all their questions. Like, what's the craziest place you've ever fucked?
Well, that's what they're asking. Well, let's find out.
Craziest place you've ever had sex.
Ooh, craziest place I had sex. I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
We like it.
In an autopsy room.
Yes, you win the award.
Were you having sex with a corpse?
Wait, what did she say?
Well, they reanimated me, and then Jesse James came in, and he put on his Nazi helmet.
And we were in 6 feet.
Looks like it's still pretty shitty. Huh?
Whoa!
What did you do?
Looks like we've got one stiff.
Oh, we have one more clip of her and Tara Patrick. Unless you guys want to hear the Lampanelli monologue, which...
No.
Absolutely not.
All right,
so,
fair enough.
Does she try to
say, like, how many black guys?
Or is that just natural?
I think she...
I mean, that's like straight...
She has to try to do that.
Tara's propaganda right there.
It really is.
That's why they hate us.
Yeah.
Among
yeah.
many things, but...
Well, you could just... If someone was holed up in a bunker, you could just... Play, you know, super loud Jesse Jane reading.
Yeah, no Twisted Sister. Play like those audio clips.
Jesse Jane reading A Tale of Two Cities or something. It was the best of times. It was the worst. Oh my God.
I can't. Am I gotta read this whole thing?
Call me Ishmael?
How long is this book? This is stupid. Could someone fuck me while I read it at least?
Oh my God, girl, you look so pretty!
Is this about a whale? I bet they have huge dicks.
It's a sperm whale.
Get Lupe in here to finish it.
Well, here's our very own sperm whale, Tara Patrick.
Hola, me llamo Lupe.
Patrick, the one and only legend ever.
What was 2010? Was it a good year for you?
Amazing. My novel, Sinner Takes All, came out, and my second novel is coming out this year.
Wait, novel.
Pause.
Novel.
She's written two books?
I think so.
Is she like ghost?
Oh my God! Best fucking biological warfare ever. Jesse Jane reading Olivia Munn's book.
Biological warfare?
No, that's when the
psychological
rapture,
warfare, rather.
That's when the rapture happens.
Really? We would all travel back in time.
Yeah.
Apparently, Tara Patrick's really smart. I've heard that.
She used to be a nurse.
She went to Stanford.
Oh, did she?
I think so.
Mm. So how do you go Stanford being smart and like, you know what? I just want to make some money and get fucked on camera.
Some people are just smart enough to be really fucking crazy.
Yeah. All
right. I'm going to guess there's a van is involved somehow. And or an uncle.
I saw a movie that'll be released from Paramount this year. I still love my company, Terrorvision, and I'm fierce and fabulous, and I love it.
I also married the guy from Biohazard.
I'm directing Tara's new movie, Sinner Takes All. And I'm going to make Kirby so dirty in this next movie. You guys
like,
are going
to... Like, you have to make me.
She's going to do things. Oh, I'm going to swing her from a chandelier and boas.
That guy was like a 6'5" fat transvestite, by the way.
Oh, he didn't sound gay at all. That was weird. I thought that was B. Pumper for a second.
I thought that was James Earl Jones. Who let him in there?
I thought that was Darth Vader in the flesh. I'm going to swing over my chandelier with boas!
So, speaking of porn stars, yeah, you guys went to a feature show at a strip club one time, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes, this is years ago. This is probably 5 years ago.
Oh, sure, yeah, distance yourself yeah. from it. Go ahead.
But, yeah, we went to a place here in San Francisco to see Cytheria, quote unquote, the goddess of gush. And there was like a big group of us. So for those of you background, that was her real name. I didn't make that up.
I know.
For those who need background, she's like a very proficient squirter.
Prodigious, one might even say.
Yes, yes. So anyway, I had to work late, and so I got there kind of late to the party, whereas everyone else had been drinking for a while. So I show up there, and everyone's like, yeah, all right, let's go sit in the front. And I was like, this seems like a bad idea.
You think you're better than people.
Everyone, yes, I did think I was better than everyone else. So. Yeah, the whole thing was like the first three rows get wet. And we had actually heard that they were going to be handing out ponchos at the door.
The Gallagher of
ponchos. Yeah. That did not happen, but I was like, hey, why don't you guys go sit up front? I'll be in the back here. And sure enough, like, it was raining outside, so everyone had like rain jackets
on. Inside.
Yeah. So our friend threw all the jackets onto like one seat, and sure enough, she's up there just dilling herself, and then just like, I mean, it was like, do you remember when we were kids that like the blue super soaker that was like super big? It was like this gigantic like super soaker stream just onto everyone's jacket.
It was legitimately impressive.
Hold on, our super fan apparently was there.
I was there. I just have to say, my favorite part was the whole line of Asian men just screaming and going crazy. And she spun around like a sprinkler spigot when she was killing herself. So, you know, she came up first, right?
Was she lying on her back?
Or yes.
A turntable?
She was on the, yes, she was on her tailbone.
She was in like a gynecological exam pose, like pelvic exam pose is what she was doing.
The best was how abrupt it was from, at first she was just stripping on stage. And keep in mind, we're in this giant theater. I'm not talking about like a strip club. It's talking like
giant,
they used to have Broadway.
Giant stadium?
Well, yeah, it's stadium seating because it used to be like a Broadway theater.
Oh my God.
And so she's sitting at the front. She's in the
there's
front.
There's a couple hundred seats. But there's only probably about a dozen people there.
By the way, I should also mention that it's not like we stumbled here. I think Ben and I were on the bus, and we started
giggling. You guys were on the mailing list.
We were on the bus. We saw well ahead, and then we started shooting the email around, and suddenly the whole mass of us came together.
Had it marked on your calendar.
We were very excited. We were just the goddess of gush, very excited. We were very disappointed, but of course. They didn't have the ponchos like we wanted, but when we got in the front, of course, she came out. She did a strip show. We're kind of like, oh, I guess we just were here to see her strip. Oh, okay, cool. She's actually not that bad in person. She's decent looking. Yay! Then next thing, she just comes out naked with this like samurai sword of a dildo and just fucking just straight in there, just jamming herself. And then within 2 seconds, just like
seconds
yanks.
Later.
Yeah, so
it was,
quick.
It was
yanks
like
it out.
Less than 10 seconds.
And she's pointing towards a group of Asian guys who are howling, going crazy. And it's totally like very cliche. They got the business suits on. And she just hoses them. And then she swivels towards me. And I'm like, ah! And then I have all the jackets. They're all the raincoats. And she's just covering the jackets and raincoats in whatever the hell, or fempy or whatever the hell it is. And then it's like really, and then she like gets up, like, you know, she kind of like takes her deal and kind of like wings it off, you know. Sorry, I'm making motions here, but just rinses it off.
Making like motion like someone winging something off.
Yeah, like,
as you can imagine,
she just gets up very nonchalantly, like bows, and's off the stage. All right, that was my story. Goodbye.
It was like when you go to the gas station and like the thing that you use to clean off your windshield is a little soaked, so you know. You do the thing into
squeegee.
The ground a little bit. Yeah, yeah. So you fling the squeegee so that
it,
you're whipping it. Yeah.
You whip the liquid off.
She definitely did that, though, and yeah.
With the samurai sword dildo.
Yeah, it was like, I remember it was clear. It was like, it was ribbed. It was like, yeah.
For her pleasure.
It was like segmented. Yeah, it was, yeah, and it took, Ben can vouch for this, it took very little time. It was like.
It was almost instantaneous.
I was at 14 seconds.
I don't know about this whole squirting thing. I mean, I feel like they're just peeing and then.
No, it's not pee. It's like a clear
liquid.
All right.
I know the phenomenon of female ejaculation, but have you seen like the porn stars that do it? It's like a bucket of liquid.
A lot. Well, maybe they just train themselves like any true athlete.
Yeah, but I don't think you can milk like a gallon of liquid out of a gland that's supposed to make a thimbleful.
I think in some instances they've probably digitally enhanced it. I think they just
trained themselves, honestly.
This is have you ever heard a girl pee? It just trickles out.
They're professionals.
Is it a squirter? Is it like shoots out?
Vince,
they
get awards for this.
It's true.
Did you watch the AVNs? It just happened.
Brennan's like, dude, have you ever seen a girl pee? Because I've seen it a lot. I mean.
No, I said, have you ever heard it? It's like.
Blink, whatever.
Blink, blink. Because I watch them all the time. Me and Chuck Berry.
Hanging out with
Sweet
R. Kelly.
Little 16.
I want to piss on you. So is there any more AVN stuff? So you can only get through 10 minutes of it is the moral of the
story.
Well,
no, it was on at like 2 in the morning, so I sort of fell asleep after that.
Oh, yeah, because the blogging schedule really requires a lot of early mornings.
I do get tired. Ask Matt what a bitch it is to work on West Coast.
You're waking up on West Coast time and working on East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like.
So is it a dual blogging cave right now?
Yeah, well, Vince works from a cafe a lot of the time.
This is what we used to do.
Yeah. Dual blogging.
We would be about. Someone could write a
sitcom.
You guys
are roommates.
Yeah,
right?
We would be about 6 feet apart, and like I would see something funny, and I am it to Matt, and then Matt would laugh, or he would laugh at something. I'd be like, "What?" And then
he wouldn't even say
it to me.
Like saying "what" was too much effort, so we just chat a question mark.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Making a grunt is too much work. I'm just going to press this button.
I'm picturing you guys with your laptops back-to-back like Battleship.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, like Battleship.
And you don't even look at each other at any point, but you just IM question marks to each other.
Fuck you, bro. Click, 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 click.
LOL. So you're back to the good old days of just the blog cave.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have to schedule time on the jerk-off couch? Like, hey, bro, give me a couple minutes.
No, there's enough.
It's just understood.
There's enough.
you IM it to each other.
Yeah.
There's enough coming and going from the apartment. Wait, no. Enough in and out of the apartment. No. something that is not an innuendo.
It should be like a jerk off emoticon, like a bunch of equal signs and a D and no, like a turn and an
it's
eight.
Tilde.
Yeah, it's a three and then a few equal signs and then half a parenthesis and then a bunch of tildes.
Okay. I was going to say you go, then you hit shift return and then an eight. For the ball sack.
Mm, ooh, eight also works. Yeah. That's true. So I did kind of want to talk about... Did you guys see the Lars von Trier thing? Because I have to admit, this pissed me off really bad.
No.
I heard about it. I didn't actually see it. I read...
Here's what he said. He got blacklisted, like full-on banned.
Wait, I don't even know who he is.
Well, he's a director. He's part of the Dogma 95 collective.
Don't even know what that means.
He's just a Danish director. He's sort of a...
He made Antichrist, short version, she cuts off her own clit.
And there's a fox that says Chaos Reigns.
Was there any poop transplants in the movie?
No, there wasn't. He also made a movie called...
No, it was a drama. It was not a comedy.
No.
One of his Dogma movies, the Dogma thing was basically they had to work without... they had to work with all natural light. They couldn't have like guns and stuff. It was basically they put all these restrictions on themselves so they can make... you know, interesting movies that are trying to push
like,
themselves.
Like Jack Black. Jack White and the White Stripes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm going to use this broken old guitar and have a shitty drummer. Yeah, yeah. And music's awesome.
Fuck a bassist, man. The Idiots is actually pretty awesome. It's his Dogma movie, which is about a group of people that pretend to be retarded and like go little. There's like one scene of them just like having sex.
I saw that. It was called I Am Sam, right?
No, that was that came later.
It was, I think it was What Is Eating Gilbert Grape?
Simple Jack.
No.
So this is Lars von Trier introducing Melancholia at the Cannes Film Festival.
Anyway, I really wanted to be a Jew, and then I found out that I was really a Nazi. You know, because
which sounds bad, but he grew up thinking he was Jewish, and he found out he was German when he was like. I forget, you know.
Okay, it's cool that he's a Nazi then.
Well, he's saying Nazi as a synonym for German as a joke, obviously.
My family was German, Hartmann, which also gave me some pleasure. So I'm kind of a... Yeah.
Sir? The best part of this is Kirsten Dunst sitting next to him, just shifting in her seat uncomfortably, amazingly uncomfortable.
I read about it. She had really bad gas.
Yeah.
What can I say?
But how could you tell? She always looks like that.
I understand Hitler. But
but anyway, speaking about tough crowd. Is this thing on?
Have you guys heard about slavery?
Your onion.
Anyway, white people be all like this.
I don't understand what the big deal is. Oh, I think
that one's right. We have a dead frotter. Oh.
Get him a poop transplant immediately.
When Swedes are going to the laundromat, they are all like this. But then when Norwegians do it,
they're all like this.
But I can see him sitting in his bunker in the end.
What's that, Kirsten?
There will come a point at the end of this. There will come. I will. No,
they will all
that,
be coming.
I think I understand the man. He's not what you would call a good guy, but I understand. Much about him, and I sympathize with him a little bit. Yes, not. But come on, I'm not for the Second World War, and I'm not against Jews. Susanne Bier is no, not even Susanne Bier. That was also.
I love that part. I'm not against Jews, except Susanne Bier. She's kind of a cunt. I'd put her in a camp.
I mean, do we still have those? Yeah. Is there one we could put her in?
Look, I am just saying, if there was camp, I would put Susanne Bier in it.
She is the one I would shoot. The hell is Susanne Bier's?
I'm totally against World War II and all the concentration camps and the extermination of the Jews, except...
She's another Danish filmmaker, who, to be fair, does kind of suck, but yeah.
Except for Susanne Bier's.
Man, how come you didn't say... what's that guy's name? I forget his name even. Who makes all the shitty movies. You challenged him to a fight.
Oh, it's Uwe Boll.
Yeah.
Uwe Boll.
The one way it would have been excusable. Everyone would have been like, okay. Yeah.
So is this...
Except for the Uwe Boll.
Is this Exhibit A for the South Park episode of the Germans are the least funny humans?
He's Danish, to be fair.
All right. Hello, is this thing on? Have you guys heard about this Holocaust? It's not that bad.
What's the deal?
This Hitler guy is kind of cool guy.
What's the story?
Have you ever noticed that you didn't wash their car like this? Oh, look at him. He's bending down to pick up the money. Oh, I think he smells the nickel.
Have you ever put a gold coin near the Juden? They will follow it as far as you take it.
What joke?
I think this mic's not
You should
working.
Play the Schweizer dollar with them.
I don't think this mic's working. Can we get a mic check? Don't forget to tip your waiters.
Very much fort used. No, not too much, because Israel is a pain in the ass. But still, how can I get out of this sentence?
By another question.
I am
here's your salvation.
I just want to say about the art of the... I'm very much for Speer. Speer I liked. Albert Speer I liked. He was also maybe one of God's best children, but he had some talent that was kind of possible for him to...
He was the best Nazi.
He was the best Nazi.
I will say that I really want to start using how do I get out of this sentence in real life more often.
How do I get out of this sentence? Oh, shit.
He was the best Nazi filmmaker by Foz. So what?
Anyway, he's banned from Cannes.
So he got banned from Cannes, and then they talked to Kirsten Dunst afterward. After she won Best Actress for starring in the film that Lars von Trier directed, and
now did her clit get cut off in the movie?
I hope so.
Yes, it was full method acting. I can guarantee that she is going to apologize like 1,000 times and say, I didn't agree with anything he said 1,000,000 times.
Shocking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, I looked around and I was like, wow, I'm part of history and Cannes history for the rest of my life. And to win Best Actress at Cannes is something that is so overwhelmingly, like, amazing to me. I'm so honored. I feel, just so proud.
Do you think it's fair that you were rewarded despite what happened with Lars von Trier's declarations?
I think it was up to the festival and that they kept us in competition. I was, I should not be affected by the things that he said. So for me, he was very inappropriate and idiotic. And so I'm pleased that the festival and the jury could see beyond his words.
It means the heart is going.
Yeah, thanks, bitch.
Now, hold on. I don't like Kirsten Dunst. I don't like her as an actress. She bothers me. But I mean, like, what's she supposed to do? I stand behind my director, even though he sympathized with Hitler.
No, just be, dude. He was. Do you really think he was being a goofy Danish artist? He was saying what a Danish artist would say. It's like he wasn't like saying I want to kill Jews. He was saying I sympathize with him. He's trying to be. He's trying to play fucking devil's advocate, which is like.
Probably one of the wrong dudes to say.
Yeah, he just has to know that like it's just the most idiotic thing can say.
Maybe that's not the thing to joke about in your second language.
Yeah.
But dude, it's fucking Lars von Trier. What do you expect him to say?
How do I get out of
the dude? Systems. He's fucking sitting on stage with fuck written on his knuckles.
His fuckles.
The whole fucking film festival is geared towards like, hey, let's get Lars von Trier to say something crazy. It's like, oh shit, he said something racist. What are we gonna do now? It's like, well, fuck. It's like when you have the guy with Tourette syndrome and like he goes from saying cunt pussy and then all of a sudden he says the N-word and everybody freaks out. It's like, dude, it's the same shit. He's just trying to offend you.
Do you remember that documentary on Tourette syndrome we watched, Vince, where the guy couldn't stop punching himself in the nuts?
Yeah. And he got fired for...
That was awesome. Yeah. No, that was a different guy. The other guy got fired because, he couldn't stop dropping N-bombs at work.
Yeah, and it wasn't like something that he'd been doing all his life. It happened spontaneously, and then he got fired for it.
Yeah, his son
he'd
was...
He'd been fine all up until then.
Yeah, his son was like throwing him a football, and he's like, you're going to make the NFL, the N-bomb football league.
Oh, Jesus. Remember that one guy was driving down the highway and he had his hand and it was on the gear shift and like one of his twitches was to desperately want to crank the gear into reverse while he's going 70 miles an hour down the freeway. and the guys are just filming him while he's doing this. He's like, yeah, I have to try really hard not to just put this fucker in reverse.
Please don't.
Anyway, that was awesome.
Yeah. You're being very careless, Grandma.
Oh, yeah, that poor girl, or that poor grandmother was just like, getting cussed out by her daughter, her granddaughter.
Her granddaughter was getting her toenails painted by her grandma. And our favorite line, out of all the cussing and N-bomb dropping, our favorite line in the whole special was, you're being very careless, Grandma.
It was kind of like going to the Giants game last night. And of all the heckling and all the clever stuff, the best stuff is just you hear from like the back, like, suck!
Yeah,
that was fun. I've never done that much heckling at a professional level before.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, we were like 14 feet from the pitchers.
Yeah, we were four rows back in section 102 at AT&T Park and just right off the field. I mean, like, we could have thrown bottles at these guys. Mm-hmm. We were so close. We
could have thrown bottles at Kurt Russell.
The Marlins pitching coach looks exactly like Kurt Russell.
We're very close to the visitor's bullpen, and that's pretty much the best place to sit in the house that I've realized.
I was like, it was the first time I've ever wanted like season tickets to a baseball for like pro baseball, because I was just like, man, I could get drunk and taunt relief pitchers all day long. Yeah.
The best is it's not even the quality of heckles; it's just the relentlessness of it. Yeah. Like no matter what you say, you just have to keep it going. My favorite thing of all the whole night was this guy Webb. We're taunting this guy Webb for 20 minutes.
Because he warmed up three different innings. He warmed up like two innings and was never using it. It was the third time he warmed up.
Some other guy behind us started it and was just going off, and then he stopped, so we felt like we had to fill the void. And this guy Webb is in there. And the best is when you just pick out one totally inconsequential thing and everybody hammers on it like, hey, nice 8 on your jersey, stupid ass. Everybody's just going off on that. And so at one point, Matt's like, hey, Webb, Way to not know how to spell your name. And then Brendan jumps in. Like, yeah, what's the other B stand for? Bad at pitching?
Your name has an extra B.
Stands for bad at pitching.
And then Buster Posey broke his leg. And
It looked like, I thought he was dead. I thought Buster Posey got dead.
Sniped.
He got hit by a train. That was ugly. Did you see the picture on with leather today?
Yeah, with his leg. His legs
bones aren't supposed to bend like that.
Yeah, man. It was bad.
Why couldn't it have been Tejada? That's
I think I yelled, "You killed Buster, you medieval dickweed."
He heard that for sure. He
totally did. No, we did get it in the head of that one relief pitcher who gave up like 5 runs.
That was us.
That was all us.
Nunez. He doesn't actually suck. He didn't suck until we made fun of him.
Nunez meltdown was all us.
We had to taunt him in Spanish.
Yeah.
That was hard.
We called his mama fat. Yeah. we were doing.
Tu mama es muy gordo.
Que es gordo.
And you brought tu culo es muy muy malo.
Oh, sí.
Well,
sometimes I smell like money. I want the shower. But first I take nap. I was hitting the showers the other day, but then he came in. And I didn't want him to put it there, but I was like, okay. Okay, touch my culo.
All right. Well,
We got some...
I got a shower. Did you shower the scent of money off me?
I got a shower.
Did you star any of those emails that you want to read?
I didn't manage to. Well, I mean, I think we can... We got to put this one to bed.
We'll put this one to bed.
Yeah, we'll read the emails next week. We had a story that I liked about a guy that ate fish intestine disinfectant to pee. Oh,
that one was good. Yeah, I did like that one. So you want to read that one?
Yeah, go for it.
You want to read it now, or we want to save it?
Yeah, read that one before we go.
Yeah.
All right. So Anthony wrote in and said, "Hey, Fraudcast, I realize that I'm 3 weeks behind for Brendan's story. That's because I just got back from Coast Guard boot camp. Side note, my first." Unit is in Alameda, so don't break the law on the water. It'll be awkward for me to arrest you. Anyways, my blue piss story. Back when I used to go to UMD, my freshman year in the dorms, I heard that eating methylene blue, fish intestine disinfectant, would make you pee blue. Me being the total retard I am, thought that it would be an awesome idea. So my roommate got a bottle of it, and one night we prepared to do it. So I took a capful and put it in a bottle of water and started to drink. It was one of the most bitter things I've ever tasted. I kept having to refill the water bottle to dilute the powder. I eventually finished the bottle, but my mouth was dyed blue as well as my teeth.
Jesus.
After 5 minutes...
I miss college.
About 5 minutes after I finished the bottle, I felt sick in the bathroom. Then instead of doing the smart thing and puking in the toilet, I puked in the sink. I puked so much, I filled not just one, but 3 sinks to the brim.
Didn't stop like, maybe I should move over to the toilet. Yeah. Oh, next sink.
Methylene blue is not just a fish intestine disinfectant. It's used to stain bacteria, too. So my mouth was stained blue, and the sinks and the floors were covered in blue vomit. Then my RA walked by the bathroom, then had to double take to see what happened.
I guess this guy blew it.
Sorry, it wasn't fast enough.
Oh, you blew it.
I got written up, then had to see a psychologist because I was deemed a possible threat to myself and others. I was also put on the Virginia Tech list, which was a list of potential shooters that involved them monitoring me extra special, including tracing all of my internet usage. My friend thought it would be a really funny joke to Google search a bunch of bad ideas like how to make a bomb. And he searched all type of assault rifles. So I got to explain to 7 police officers that my friend did it. And thank God, thank God he was nearby when the cops showed up, or I would have gone to jail. But yeah, I did pee blue for a week, and it was rad. Also, the bathroom is still stained blue. But yeah, fun story. Thought you guys would like considering it. Involved.
Holy shit.
It involved puke, pee, police, and stupid shit drunk on Anthony.
That is awesome. That's way better than me eating oatmeal soap.
I didn't even realize that fish intestine disinfectant was something that existed.
I didn't either.
Oh, hey, this is used to disinfect fish guts. I should probably eat it.
Well, I like that the whole bathroom's moving, and I really liked his friends going like, how to make a bomb.
Oh, using fish disinfectant.
Oh, friends, such dickheads.
Yeah, at work I like to go around and type weird stuff into people's Google search bars.
I like how he's like, oh yeah, and I was, you know, they put me on the special list and I had to explain a bunch of this to the administration, all these cops. Anyway, I'm in the Coast Guard now, so so really, I guess that list didn't stay on your permanent record.
No, that
didn't stay in your permanent record, Blue.
Hey, oh.
All right, you guys. Huh? Hey, try the veal.
Is this thing on? I think I have a problem with
this. Is this
my
thing
mic.
On?
My mic.
Oh,
was...
I think a Jew designed this microphone. It's not working.
Final solution, my arse.
I have the funniest story about fish intestine disinfectant.
Yeah, do I have any Uten in the audience? Nine?
Come up here. Try this. You will puke blue. All right. Well, I think it's time to put this one to bed.
I think this was sufficiently sexist to make up for the serious discussion.
Yeah, there was no serious talk in this one.
I just want to be the first to say there's a lifetime diarrhea ban on Film Drunk. He's never allowed again.
I wasn't even here. That's what happens when I leave.
Seriously. Ben leaves. It all goes to shit.
It all goes to diarrhea town.
You know, hey. Couldn't be helped. It happened. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, Matt, first live in-studio fraught guest.
Was it everything you hoped it would be?
I had a blast, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right.
So check out Warm and Glow, who is a partner site to Film Drunk.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And
uh-huh,
Kissing uh-huh. Susie Culber.
Yep.
Is that in the network as well?
Oh, yeah. It's all up rocks.
Oh,
yeah.
So when the
he's a company man. Look at this guy.
I am. I'm totally.
Right?
I'm totally the company
get
man.
Get that in your fucking head.
Wow. I will. Ben Affleck.
Ben's
fuck you.
Oh.
Well, I'll see you on this.
Thanks
side.
Thanks to Akos, because this soundboard is like the best thing that ever happened to me.
I can. We can talk about it next week. I think Brendan's going
not
to Boston
you.
Soon.
Not you. Not you.
Stop with
and
the soundboard.
Yeah. And not you. Where'd you fucking park your car, Bobo?
You get more than one beer in Vince, he just gets soundboard happy.
You think you're better than people.
Yeah.
I know I'll see you again, this side or the other.
Sorry. Love it.
I was in Boston. I could not help giggling every time someone talked. Oh. Ma'am, chat of here?
Oh, we got a lot of Feckler emails
about
Boston.
You guys are
like
my mom when I talk to her on the phone, and she's like, well, let me hand you to your father. And then like 10 minutes later, she's still talking to me.
That's how we do it.
All right, we should totally wrap up this broadcast. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, here's the soundboard.
I get distracted by this.
Did you hear about the neighbor kid? Well,
every time Vince looks at his screen, he's like, oh, my God, I forgot I had the soundboard open.
Do you want me to take my ADD medication later instead? then I'll start a topic, and then you guys will digress five
he's
times.
Way less
and
funny.
Then I will demand to go back to whatever I was talking about.
He's laser focused. Yeah. I started a topic. We must continue.
Yeah. We haven't wrapped this up yet. Hold on.
All right, Brendan, you want to take us on out of here?
Yeah, thanks for the emails, guys. Frotcast@gmail.com. Keep them coming. They're really funny. And until next week, good night and good chins. Thank you.